The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Finally Friday is being brought to you this week by Major Spoilers VIP and Patreon members from around the world. And show your support for everything we do at Major Spoilers and keep shows like this going. We're only able to do this because of fine fans like you. You can support us at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Well, happy Friday, everyone. I hope it is a good Friday for you. Yes, I know. The first thing you're going to say, Steven, you're not wearing your fez again. So we're really busy at Major Spoilers. I mean, really, really busy a lot of the time. Like, I think there was only one. No, there wasn't a single day this week where we weren't doing some production throughout the day. And so what ends up happening is, like, we have limited amount of equipment. So equipment's moving back and forth all the time. And sometimes, just sometimes, it is easier to leave things set up. Because to be honest, if you're someone that's constantly tearing down your equipment and putting back up your equipment for each production, there's a good chance that you're going to have a huge variability in how something looks or sounds, or you're going to start to weaken connections between cables and things. And man, that's just a problem you don't want to have. So sometimes, just sometimes, it's better to just leave something set up where it is, even though you may have 4 days before you record again. So that you don't have to deal with the headache and hassle of that, and so that it makes it faster to get through it. And me without a fez versus not having to deal with headaches of equipment being set up, I think I know which way I'm going to go. Plus, my IFB is not as loud as it should be. It doesn't have an individual speaker control. And so sometimes when you guys get on the Skype line at 785-727-1939, it becomes rather hard to hear at times. Just sometimes. Hey, I'm here. You are here. Look at the chat room fill up there on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers video. I know YouTubers are like, why are you telling us what channel? We're watching it right here. Well, because if you weren't familiar, we have a podcast network called the Major Spoilers Podcast Network, a channel where you can get all of our shows in one serving. Munchkin Land, Major Spoilers Podcast, Top 5, The Legion Clubhouse, Dueling Review, Critical Hit, Finally Friday, Wayne's Comics Podcast. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or two in there somewhere. You can get them all on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network Master Feed. And this show, after we record it live, it gets edited down, cleaned up a little bit, and then put up there on the Master Feed for you to check out and listen to. I forgot where I was going with that, but that doesn't matter. But look at all the people in the YouTube chat. Hello, everyone. There's Marshall. There's Nicholas. There's Jarmo. There's Thunder Howl. Howl. Chio has shown up as well. And then also there's a bunch of you over in the Twitch channel. Hello there. By the way, if you want to send some bits, we're an affiliate with Twitch. And so if you send bits my way, or you use your Twitch subscription service, a little bit comes back my way as well there. So you can subscribe, you can do your bits, you can do your cheers, all that kind of stuff. And I appreciate you and thank you for everything that you do. So if you're on Twitch, you can use the chat there. You're on YouTube, you can use the chat there, and we can have a fine time on this Ghostbusters Day. That's right, it's Ghostbusters Day on this date, June 8th in 1984? Ghostbusters premiered nationwide. Does anybody need to have explained to them what Ghostbusters is about? Has it become a phenomena enough to where we don't have to explain the Ghostbusters movie? I mean, Ghostbusters, that movie launched a huge franchise, right? I mean, we had the Ghostbusters, the animated series, the real Ghostbusters, or whatever that name of that show was. We also had Ghostbusters 2. We have all the comic books. We have the Extreme Ghostbusters. We have the video games. Anybody ever play the Ghostbusters game on, was it Commodore 64 or Atari? I forget which one it was. That game was crazy, where you're just basically driving around. You're driving around the streets of New York, and you're going to a location where a ghost will pop up, and then you jump out, and you and your friend try to set up your beams, your proton pack beams, and then you try to slide the ghost trap underneath the ghost and try to capture it. It's kind of boring, to be honest with you. 2015, United States Library of Congress selected Ghostbusters for preservation in the National Film Registry because it found it culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. There is no Dana, only Zool. So today, however many years later, a lot of years later, 34, 35 years later, it's Ghostbusters Day and people are celebrating. And if you are celebrating, congratulations. And I'm happy for you. Just like I'm happy for the people that want to celebrate days like Star Wars Day, which happened on May the 4th, right? May the 4th be with you. And it got me thinking, do we really care about all of these crazy days? Do we care about all these crazy days? For example, last month, as I said, we had Star Wars Day. And then there's holidays like the Cinco de Mayo and, Victory in Europe Day, D-Day, those kinds of days that I think are historically significant, right? But then we also have days like World Pizza Day, which was May 9th. Piccolo Day. I don't know if that's the actual Piccolo or if that's some Dragon Ball Z reference. We also had, in the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, World Turtle Day. Turtle. Geek Pride Day was May 25th. That's kind of interesting because that's the actual Star Wars release date day, right? Towel Day, May 25th. Don't panic there. And then this week, of course, we had National Hug Your Cat Day, World Environment Day, D-Day, which was on June 6th, World Oceans Day, Portugal Day in Portugal. No, it's Portugal Day in Argentina. We also have World Blood Donor Day, which is coming up on June 14th, Icelandic National Day on June 17th, Juneteenth, which is the Independence Day, Freedom, or Freedom Day. World Hydrography Day is on June 21st, adopted by the International Hydrographic Organization as an annual celebration to publicize the world of hydrographers and the importance of hydrography. First time I've heard of it. I'm not even sure what hydrography is. Is that mapping waterways? I'm going to have to click on this link. I don't know what hydrography is. Oh, giving suitable publicity. No, that's not it. Mapping seas, oceans, and waterways. There you go. So that's coming up. But, we have like Pancake Day and Donut Day. We have World Music Day. And some people get really bent out of shape about these days. And I got to say, if you want to have Pi Approximation Day, PI Approximation Day, fine by me. If you want the Queen's official birthday, which happens on the first, second, or third Saturday in June, because, that's fine by me. I don't care. If some people think it's a ridiculous day and that these things should be stopped because brr, 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 I think those are people that hate fun. But, here's the thing about having all of these days. I post stories. I curate and post and write stories at MajorSpoilers.com. You should go check it out. It's a fun website. A lot of cool things to be found over there. And sometimes I get to a story that's just like, man, do I even want to share this information? I mean, this information seems lame. This information seems like, ugh, who cares? And then in the back of my mind, I have to remember things like Ghostbusters Day and Star Wars Day and Donut Day. This matters to somebody. And sure enough, today was a perfect example of this. I posted a Sailor Moon in movie theaters story that Viz Media and Fathom Entertainment is doing. And I was like, well, I'll post it. I'm sure there's some Sailor Moon fans or anime fans out there. And sure enough, someone's like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I'm going to this. And that's one of those things where you realize it may not be important to you, but it is important to somebody. And I don't think that, you know, we should be the ones that sit there with our arms crossed and go, Star Wars Day, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. But to Star Wars fans, maybe that is something that's important to them. And if it's Ghostbusters Day, maybe that's something important to all the Ghostbusters fans around the world. And there are a lot of them. Otherwise, Ghostbusters, the franchise, would not have lasted through all these generations and all these different media outlets, video games, board games, movies, TV shows, comic books, and still have the following that it does. So, for Ghostbusters Day, here's what I have to say. Enjoy your day, and remember, don't cross those streams. Oh, Jarmo says he played that Ghostbusters game on the Commodore 64 and the NES. I'm not talking about, I mean, there have been several different Ghostbusters games, but I'm talking about that really, you know, crap poor, you know, like, not even 16-bit, like 8-bit Ghostbusters game. Where, like, the ghosts you were chasing were actually, like, representations of the ghosts that are the logo of the Ghostbusters. Marshall says, I feel if every day is something, none of them are that special anymore. Aw, Marshall. Jarmo says, I'm not from North America. I have no idea about all those days. I barely know half of our own each time I see a flag on one of the poles as I go about. Yes, we do that here at in our country, too. Hydrography sounds more important than Donut Day. Well, maybe, you know, if we're trying to figure out where our next glass of water is coming from or our next hot bath, hydrography may be important. Hey, I sort of have a soft spot for Sailor Moon, says Jarmo, only because it happened to be on a convention time and I watched it about 20 years ago. Or a convenient time. Yeah. So those are some of the chats coming in, if you want to call, 75-727-1939. The boy is home for the summer. I think I mentioned this last week. No, last week he was at my mom's house, at his grandmother, spending the week there. And so we left last week, and we went and got him. And so he's back again this week, and he's got activities. Like, you know, we've talked before about he wants to be a professional soccer player when he grows up. So I'm pushing him to the point where I'm like, hey, look, if you want to be a professional soccer player, you need to commit to these kinds of things, that kind of thing. But it's up to him if he wants to actively participate in things. For example, there's a week-long camp at the university that's for soccer. That's it's an away camp, right? It's where he spends the night at the university for a week. And he didn't want to do that. He didn't feel like he was ready for that, even though they do have a travel. Basically, he could come home at night and spend the night at home if he wanted to and then go back the next day. He didn't want to take part in that. But there is another week-long soccer camp that goes on throughout the day that he's super excited in. Last week, we found out about a couple of high school kids that are running a soccer program throughout the summer, 2 days a week. He goes to an agility training that he's excited about going to 2 days a week. And it's really fascinating because really it's like a CrossFit thing. Like they're doing running and jumping and medicine balls and squats and lunges and all those kinds of things. He does that 2 days a week. And then he also has a private one-on-one coaching session for soccer. So he's busy. He comes home at the end of the morning, literally about 10 o'clock. And I'm like, so, bud, how are you? And he's like, I'm tired. I'm like, good. And then I kind of let him coast the rest of the day and just kind of relax. He's got some chores to do. We've done some things. It's not been warm enough yet to go to the swimming pool. But here's the thing. These sessions that he goes to, hour and a half, and it's like, okay, by the time I drop him off, go home, try to do any work, and then go back, there's really not enough time to actually get anything done. So what I've been doing is I've been taking my laptop with me, and I sit there, and I've been writing during this hour and a half, and my goodness. And this isn't like technical writing or things, because I found out that if I'm doing technical writing, if I'm doing a review of something, like a product, I can crank out 1,000 words in like 40 minutes. Not a problem. Done. But if I'm doing something that's like prose, fiction stuff, I'm lucky to get 500 words out in that hour. And what I found is this last week, especially this is the week where we've had to put everything into full effect. Oh man, I've got a lot of writing done, and it's fun, and it's cool, and it's encouraging. And even if you just take that 1 hour a day and all you come up with is 500 words, 500 words 7 days a week, that's 3,500 words by the end of the week. By the end of the month, that's what? 3,500, that's 12,000 words, right? By the end of the month? In 6 months, I did the math, man. That's like 80,000 words. That's like a novella right there. 7 months, you've got a whole book just for 1 hour a day. That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. So I've been enjoying that. I've been doing that. I may have a, for those of you that are patron members at patreon.com/majorspoilers, you've already got the first short story. You're my beta readers. I think next week I'm going to be done with the second story. Then I'm going to ship it off to Brad and to Bill and let them proofread, copy edit, make suggestions. Get it back, and then about another month, I'll release it to you guys on the Patreon page. If you haven't been checking out the Patreon, Patreon.com/majorspoilers. There's a lot going on there. I mean, it has essentially become a second site, right? So, for example, what are things that you can find over at the Patreon page? Well, of course, free to everyone is your ability to pick what books that we review on next week's Dueling Review podcast. So you just go over there. You can see the list. You can click on the list of comics coming out next week. And then in the comment section, you say, hey, I would like for you to review this book. And whatever one has the most suggestions, that's the one that we're going to review. I think that's fun and exciting. In fact, the last, has it been like 6 weeks or so, last 2 months or so that we've been doing this? I think we've got a better selection of books that we've been reviewing on the Dueling Review podcast because of our listeners like you. That's really cool. What else? Oh, you also have Why Do You Hate Me? That is initially for patrons only, but then after a month, it opens up and is free for everyone to go and review. And essentially, again, patrons vote and pick a horrible, horrible, horrible comic and make Matthew review it. And he's just like, ugh, why do you people hate me? And he reviews it, and we put it up there on the Patreon page. We've got the Flashback podcast when Flash is in season. This is the third or fourth year that we've done this. Can't remember if we did it for season one or not. But we'll be back for that for season 5. Behind-the-scenes discussions, VIP live chats, of course, this short story thing that I have going on. And in July, if you are a Critical Hit fan, if you are a fan of our RPG role-playing game, of our show that we do, I think patrons are going to want to be checking things out. Because we're getting things ready for the next games. When Rodrigo's game is done, we're just going to roll into a whole bunch of other stuff. We've already got them picked out. We've already got GMs committed. But I think you're going to want to be a patron. Because there's going to be a lot more rewards for fans of our RPGs. Maybe another live stream show? It's coming up. It really is. I'm pretty excited about some things that are coming out in July. In fact, I should give a shout out to the Major Spoilers crew. If you have not checked out the site this week, oh my goodness, so many articles up on the site this week. I'm just tripping over myself. Of course, Ashley Victoria Robinson went to, was it Australia, New Zealand? I forget where. last year. She was, I don't know if she was invited. I have to talk with her more about this. But she went down to the set of Mortal Engines, that upcoming movie. And she got to interview everyone, like Peter Jackson and Hugo Weaving and cinematographers. And who's the other one? She just had another one up on the site today or yesterday, late yesterday. And she's got some fantastic interviews. So a bunch of those went up this week. So you can go and find out more of through that. Production designer Dan Henna that she interviewed. Bob Buck, the costume designer. She basically interviewed all the big people. Mortal Engines comes to theaters December 14th, 2018. And she was there to interview a bunch of people. So go check that stuff out at Major Spoilers. Plus, man, we just had reviews out the... We had so many reviews this week. So many really good reviews. Swashbucklers, The Saga Continues, number 3. We've had Nancy Drew, number 1. That book doesn't even come out until next week. Yeah, we reviewed John Byrne's Stowaway to the Stars, the coloring book this week. But hey, we also have Vagrant Queen, number 1. We have Pathfinder Spiral of Bones, number 3. The new Justice League book is out. Valiant High, number 2, which is really kind of cool. Matthew wrapped up You Are Deadpool, number 5. The only way we were able to get so many reviews, there's so many of them at MajorSpoilers.com, it's because we have more writers on the site now. We added, three or four new writers? Three. Stacey Bauer, who's been with us before in the past, he's back. Then we have Ingrid, who's joined us. She's great. She wrote the Justice League review. And then we have Robert, who I believe is from Australia. I think that is where he's from. He's got some really great reviews up there as well. And they've been cranking out about, you know, 2 to 3 reviews a week each. So there's a lot of stuff for you to check out in addition to all the podcasts and all the other things. I'm so proud of everybody that makes Major Spoilers work. Right? Matthew and Rodrigo and Rob. Rob's even got a story up today. Come back to Rob in just a minute. Brian, Dr. Brad Will, Samantha. Who else do we got? We got, as I mentioned, Stacy, Ingrid, and Robert. Rand, who is one half of Ookla the Mock, the band Ookla the Mock. He writes those fantastic Random Access Memory articles that take a look back at all the comics he was reading on this month, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Those are cool. We've got Wayne over at Wayne's Comics Podcast. He's got a really good interview coming up next week that you guys will want to check out. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting? Ashley? Jason? Oh, I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. But I need to thank all those guys. They have been just doing a fantastic job at the site in the last couple of weeks, and I cannot wait for July when we hit our 12th anniversary and get to talk about that. But right now, let's go to the phone lines. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Yarmo.
Hey, Yarmo, what's going on?
Nothing much, just my regular Friday evening, or it's actually closer to night because it's like...
6 hours difference?
Yes, and it's like 8 minutes until midnight, but really... Really suitable time for me to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, and since we were talking about video games, I thought that I would like to share a little bit of my recent games that I've been really into, or especially the latest one, which is Yakuza 6 for
Yakuza
PlayStation
6.
4.
Okay.
Yes, for PlayStation 4. Yes.
Okay.
I think it's PS4 exclusive.
I'm going to write this down because I do have a PS4.
Yes, and it's released by Sega. And it's really like unique and interesting game series because it's been going on from year 2005 or 6, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people know about it. But it's really interesting because the story of the Yakuza, it's been going on from real time, like 12 or 13 years now. And the characters age in real time also. So,
oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, yes, because the original main characters are pushing 50 right now. And,
wow, neat.
And we are at the point when they really need to replace them inside the story. And it, you come sort of like in the situation when it's like really similar to, let's say, like a Marvel Universe in the movies, when people are speculating when Robert Downey Jr. has to step down as as the Iron Man and things like that. But one should think it's like hard to get into the series because it's like the same continuity, but they are actually remaking all the games. Like I think first game has already released as a remake for PS4, and all the rest are coming like in next few years.
So what kind of game is this? Is it just a fighting game, or is this like a Grand Theft Auto, or what's the deal?
Some people are said it's a little bit like GTA, but I don't agree perfectly because it's a crime story, but it also has sort of a semi-open world cities and lots of mini games and side missions like that. But it also has a lot of humor beside the like of actual what I would describe as very very serious and well-written crime story. The all the side missions are very humorous and all the characters are kind of sympathetic and a much more likable what you would think about, like, because most of them are actually gangsters and criminals. But it's a really interesting contrast because I like the characters a lot. The mini games are very fun, and there's also a thing which some of the other gamers like us would appreciate because a lot of the cities actually have a working Sega arcades inside.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, like you can go in and play like Outrun and Space Harrier and games like that. So it's kind of cool because you get the Sega retro collection inside the game.
That's neat.
Yes.
What is the cost on this thing?
I think it's like $40 now.
Okay.
It's really new. I don't think it's the latest one released like less than 2 months ago.
Okay. And what do you say the latest one? Are you talking about
Latest one is 6, yes.
Okay, so, and, okay, all right.
But I would actually recommend you to start from Yakuza 0, because that's a prequel which is based on the same characters in the 80s.
And that,
and that gives a very good, like, a view of the most of the main characters and also the what will the gameplay be like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I might check that out.
Yes, most people think it's the best in the series. So I would recommend to check out Yakuza the Yakuza 0.
All right, I'll write that down. Yakuza 0. All right. So play that one before Yakuza 6.
Yes, I would say like that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that recommendation, man. Anything else going on this week?
I don't think that was the first thing on my mind, and I don't really have anything more to say at the moment. But yeah, if you have the time, check it out. It's not a short game, I should say that.
Well, as long as they have save points, then I'll be okay.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
All right. Jarmo, thanks so much. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right, bye.
Yep.
Speaking of games, do you know I do a game stream now on Saturdays? Maybe too late in the morning for Jarmo. I think, didn't you watch one morning? It was like 3 a.m. or something your time? Or maybe it was 10 a.m. your time? I forget what it was. But Saturdays. I didn't do it last week because, like I said, I had to go pick up my kid from my mother's. It's a whole story in itself. Ugh. But on Saturdays, I will sit down and play some games live stream. All right, here on this YouTube channel or on Twitch, on twitch.tv/majorspoilers. There's a couple of you in there right now. But I'll sit down and play games. Last week, we started playing DC Universe Online, but we've played electronic board games in the past. We had a really great run on Tomb of Annihilation. That was super fun. We ran through that before it became, like, super, super official. And then what else have we played? We played some really, really fun games like One Deck Dungeon, the electronic version of that. So you'll want to check that out. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, Central Daylight Time, right here on our YouTube or Twitch channels. Let's go back to the phone lines again and say hi. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bill Schwager, Stephen. How are you?
Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am doing laps around a soccer field while my daughter has her tryout for the developmental soccer program here in Arlington.
Cool.
So I'm just getting some steps in.
So what is the what is developmental soccer? Is that like a regional team? Is that like a city team? Or what is that?
So Arlington has a pretty good soccer program. There's rec soccer. I think your son is in travel soccer.
Yeah, he's in travel soccer.
Yeah, developmental is like an intermediate. It's before you go to travel. Now, Sid doesn't really want to do travel. So he really loves their developmental team.
Yeah.
But even every year they have to still try out to keep their spot. So hopefully this is just a formality. But she did make the National Children's Chorus.
Hey, cool. Week, congratulations.
Which is pretty crazy. That's like travel singing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. She does not get her voice from her golden-throated teen idol father, that's for sure.
Okay. I will believe her on that one.
Yeah. I don't know where she gets a great voice, but it's definitely not me.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's great. So are you jogging or are you just walking?
Oh, I'm just walking. What's the rush? What's the rush?
I guess.
No jogging. To correct your math.
My math, okay.
If you have 80,000 words,
yeah,
that is a novel. That's not a novella. That's
all right.
Depending on the genre, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the genre, like, you know, talking about the high fantasy genre, you know, where you have to have like, you know, a 700-page book.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because you know, there's kind of specific word ranges, depending on the genre, but you're right, like high fantasy. But if that's somebody's first novel, if you're like, hello, publisher, here's my 150,000 word saga, they'll be like, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm pretty pleased. I was in this second short story, that I've been working on. I've been in a place where I was like, man, I really don't like how this story's going. And then I remembered something that I said when I was going to write these, that there were several things that I had to inject into each one. Number one, a little bit of horror, right? Number two, some kind of weirdness, like a weird humor kind of thing. And the second story, I had kind of forgotten about that because I was focused more on, you know, like this love story aspect of it. And I was like, wait, no, the love story isn't what's important here. I need to add in this weird humor bit. And as soon as I did that, the story just finally took a whole different shape and is almost done. I have like two more sections to write that I'm sure I'm going to have done by like Wednesday next week.
Outstanding. Well, I was listening to the show in the car driving my daughter, and I was like, Sid, I'm going to make you listen to Finally Friday with me. So when you said, I'm going to be done next week. I'm going to send it to Brad. I'm going to send it to Bill. I'm like, that's me, Sid. She's like, you're famous. Like, that's right, Sydney. Yes, I am.
Well, you were famous before you ever started calling into this show. So
Hardly.
Oh, man. You had your books done before you started calling in. At least you had the very first one done. Not the first part of your trilogy, but the... what is it? Slip the line. I keep forgetting what that.
So I remember calling you guys for the first time in 2015, and I actually was telling Sid, she's like, "What is this show? What's he? He's talking about? I thought he was supposed to talk about comic books." I'm like, "Honey, Finally Friday, we talk about anything we want." You know, so
yeah.
I told her, I was like, "No, I've been listening to Major Spoilers since 2010. I didn't call in until 2015 until I felt like I had something to contribute. So, yeah. I've been calling for a couple years now, but I've only had one book
out. It seems weird because I ran into I was at the store the other day, and I ran into an old, he is retired, but he was an old department chair, and I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Enjoying retirement? He's like, you're still around? I'm like, yeah, I can do everything that I can hear. And he goes, but I thought you left a long time ago. And I started thinking, man, it's been 4 years since I quit my day job. And that's weird.
I would like to talk to you about that sometime offline, and like how you made that decision and when you felt comfortable enough and the anxiety surrounding that. That's,
oh man,
I'm very curious about that.
The anxiety never goes away. Let me tell you that. Because even today, like last year was kind of in a bad place because I was like, oh crap. We just, you know, the money situation was not where it was supposed to be at. And I was having some freakouts and things. So that anxiety never goes away. It was like, you know, the idea was first floated by my wife to me in like 2010 or 2012, right around the time my oldest would be, you know, right before he was born or right after he was born. She was like, you know, we make enough just off my salary, which I'll be honest, is not a lot as a nurse in Western Kansas. But she's like, you could quit your job and we would be fine. And you could just do this all the time. And so the benefit was, or her pitch was, yes, you're going to do major spoilers full time, but you also get to take care of the kids when they're sick or pick them up from school and do all of those kinds of things. Or like during the summer, run around and keep an eye on them the entire time. So there are those benefits. So she had floated that in like 2010, 2011. I was like, no, forget it. Never. And it was like 3 years later before I was like, oh, you know what? I think you're right. And then the final thing was, we had like 8 months or something from the time I was like, are you sure this is okay? We had 8 months before I actually quit my job. You know, actually went in and said, hey, I'm quitting. Here's my last day. So I would say make sure you have plenty of space to give yourself. The other thing that we did was we made sure we were completely out of debt before I quit my job. Now, that meant the house was paid off, the cars were paid off, all of that stuff was paid off. And I think that's kind of the big thing, that if you're looking to quit your job, you need to make sure those big expenses are taken care of if your income drops to zero, because that's essentially what happens when you quit to become a full-time writer or blogger or podcaster or whatever. So I would look at that. There's a book. I say this to a writer. There's a book called Things You Should Know Before You Quit Your Job, I think is what it's called. Let me see if I can find it really quick. I need to actually type things to do before you quit your job.
Now, mind you, I'm not telegraphing spoilerites. I'm just very curious about the, you know,
yeah,
that
no,
is the goal someday. I'm not in that position, but as I said, as a listener since 2010, hearing the progression, it's pretty inspiring, even though I know there's anxiety because, of course, you're a human being. It's pretty great journey.
And it's
great fuel.
Yeah. Is this Robert Kiyosaki? Yes. This is the guy that does the rich dad, poor dad thing. It's Rich Dads, Before You Quit Your Job, 10 Real Life Lessons Every Entrepreneur Should Know About Building a $1 Million Business by Robert Kiyosaki. He's the guy that does all the rich dad stuff. The thing was, I had had a lot of really long talks, probably during the year before I went ahead and quit, with Mark Spagnuolo and Nicole Spagnuolo. He is the wood whisperer. He does all the great, awesome woodworking online. You can go check him out at woodwhisperer.com. And he had been doing that. And his story is really cool, too, because he was in a job where he just totally hated it. And his wife was like, well, why don't you just focus on woodworking and I'll do my thing. And then eventually Wood Whisperer was making more money than she was making at her job. So she quit and starts working for Wood Whisperer full time. And so that's a full time gig. So I had a lot of discussions with them about, you know, what should I do? What's the plan? This kind of stuff. And so Nicole had recommended Rich Dad's Before You Quit Your Job book and said, you really need to read this before you make any decisions or before you announce that you're quitting your job or anything like that. So that's one thing that I would do. And then the next thing that was really kind of beneficial for us is we just paid off our house just like that. We were just like, done. Not going to have to worry about, you know, house payments every month. So those were the two things that I think were really important. But definitely talk with your wife before you decide to quit your job.
No, my wife is like, well, relax. That's not on the horizon anytime soon. But,
yeah.
You know, my wife is very supportive. Sounds like exactly like your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am literally 100 air. So, you know,
there you go.
I've got that in the bank. Literally,
well, here, let me give you, if you decide to quit your job, and I'm not saying you're going to, I mean, you know, but if anyone out there is deciding to quit their job and their spouse, and you're going to work from home and your spouse is going to work and make all the money, here's the other things you need to do. Make sure you clean the house. Make sure that you're the one making dinner so that dinner is always ready when he or she gets home at the end of the day. And, yeah, those two things. Clean the house, clean like a fool, and cook like a fool.
Of course, I am Gateway Regional High School's 1991 most organized senior. If I quit my job, the house would never be cleaner. It would be a gleaming utopia. But what was that day like when you went in to work?
Oh, I was nervous.
You know what? I'm done.
I thought you had a nervous
boss, though. I thought you were I remember you had someone who wasn't very far-sighted or open-minded. That had to have been fun, though.
No, but here's the thing. Whenever I work somewhere, I feel like I have a responsibility to the organization or a team. So if I quit, I feel like, oh, man, I'm letting the team down. I'm letting this organization down. So every time I've had to quit a job, I always feel like crap when I go in to talk to my supervisor or my boss, and I'm just like, I get really emotional. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, but this is what's best for me. This is where we're going, this kind of thing. And I'm sorry that I'm letting the organization down. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. Which then in hindsight makes me go, wait a minute. Are they kind of glad I'm leaving? but no, it's like really tough. But, so what I did on the day that I quit my job at the university is, you know, the closest person that I had inside the department, I pulled him in and I said, look, man, here's what's going down. And I just want you to know, and I want you to read my resignation letter to make sure it sounds okay. And then I'm going to go in about 10 minutes, go over and turn this in. And I would like for you to come with me, because the other thing about quitting your job is make sure you have a witness. So he went with me and we went into my boss's office and we just sit down for 30 minutes. And I said, well, here's what's going on. Here's why. Here's my resignation letter. And here are the steps that we need to do next to make sure that my replacement gets pulled in. And it was pretty formal. Boom, 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 boom. Of course, then I still had literally 6 months, 8 months, something like that before my last day was, because it was the beginning of a semester and I still had to do the whole semester.
So you're like, 2 weeks, I'm out of here,
Dan. No. Now, there have been situations, the job that I quit previously, I literally gave them a week's notice because I was like, look, this job just came up and I need to take it and it starts on this date. So I'm going to, you know, kind of leave you in the lurch here. And they're like, no problem. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I've had to do that. And they were totally understanding about that, too. But, yeah, no, with this job, I had like 6 months. So it was, okay, first thing we need to do is find my replacement. That was done pretty quickly. Then we had to have a departmental meeting about it. And then, you know, I had to tell the department after I told the boss, you know, that kind of stuff. So it all kind of coincided with a bunch of meetings we had going on that week anyway. So it was like I told my boss that afternoon. I went in and told the department. And then later that afternoon after that, then we had a college meeting, and that's when the dean told all of the department heads, all the chairs, that I was quitting. So it went very well as far as that. And then like 2 weeks later, the president started giving me crap about quitting, and then I gave him crap about he was quitting at the same time. So there you go.
You didn't stand up on the conference table and say, you're not going to have Stephen Schlicker to kick around anymore.
No, he came in for our departmental meeting, the president did, and he says, so you're a short-timer here, huh? I guess you're not going to get anything done. And I said, oh, yeah, I hear you're also a short-timer. We're done at the same time. I can say the same to you. And he just kind of laughed and then was quiet the rest of the time. So, but, yeah, no, it was not a two-week thing for this thing. And it was good, too, because, you know, there was at any point during that time, I could have pulled back my resignation. But everyone's like, no, do it, do it, do it, do it. And I'm glad that I did. Because, like, well, I said, good. I could focus on managing and running Major Spoilers full time. And I think that we have actually grown in those 4 years.
Absolutely. We've back a little and we bit, but appreciate we've definitely grown. It. The fandom appreciates it.
Well, I hope so. Let's get those fans out there. If you're a fan, first of all, raise your hand. Second of all, head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. And a couple of bucks, Bill, is all it takes a month. $2, $5, $10. Seems like five is the going rate. About a, you know, depending on, pick a podcast that you love, like Major Spoilers podcast, and about a buck an episode is about $5 a month, and you can ensure that show continues. So thank you, Bill, for being a supporter. Thank you for being a fantastic writer, and thanks for putting up with my BS when I said, Bill, can you read this, please?
Oh, I look forward to it. I really enjoyed Satanic Teak, which, and I'm also enjoying the looks I'm getting from the soccer parents when I said that walking past the bleachers.
Well, good.
Not a spoiler.
Listeners, you can go pick up Bill's book, Slipping the Cable, his first book. Came out a couple of years ago. You can get that over at Amazon.com, or you can get the Beast of Barcroft trilogy, which has The Devil's Colony and Northwood. You can also get those by using that link over at Amazon.com. Again, doesn't cost you anything extra. A little bit comes back our way. If you do, get the audiobook, because the audiobook is really cool. And if you're out like Bill and you're not calling into Finally Friday, you can listen to The Beast of Barcroft or The Devil's Colony or Northwoods while you're out on your walk and get a book in. That's the best way to do it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Bill, anything else you want to share with our listeners this week?
All good. I look forward to getting the second story sometime next week.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure I'll be done by Wednesday, but it'll probably be the first of the next week before I go through and do all my final revisions, but you'll have it soon.
Outstanding.
All right. Take care, man.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Oh, so nice to hear from Bill. Got two of our three regulars that normally call in. I don't know where the great Nate O is. Last I heard, he was still in Tennessee. He may still be there. I don't know. But listeners, if you want to call in, 785-727-1939. Let's see. What do we have here in the chat? There's a bunch of chat that was popping up. Oh, yeah. Thunderhouse says, if you aren't a patron, join up. It's great stuff. It's worth the patron podcast feed. Oh, yeah. We do have a Patreon podcast feed. So for all the audio shows that we produce, that's only for the patrons, like Bonus Tracks, which is our movie tracks commentary, the Flashback podcast, the Major Spoilers pre-show, Critical Hit side chats that I will occasionally put out. In fact, I've got one that I need to put out. All you have to do is there's an RSS feed that you just copy and paste into your podcast app, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Google or whatever else. You just paste it in there where it says Add Podcast. And then automatically those feeds just show up in your podcast app. Those new episodes and those new things. The game streams are great, says Marshall. Abraham Kadabra is really cool. That's the little magician guy that we created last week for the DC Universe Online. It's kind of fun. Went through that. I need to figure out what the audio problem is, though, so we can hear what the characters are saying. I'm pretty sure it's just a PS4 mixed down to mono kind of thing. Jarmo says, I can only imagine how much courage it takes to quit a job and do what your dream is. Definitely helps to be debt-free. Yes, definitely. I only thought about quitting briefly would probably be more serious if lived in a bigger market. It's basically impossible to make a living in Finnish because of the 5.5 million people market. Well, that's true, depending on what you want to do, right? I live in a town of 30,000 people. That's right, 30,000 people in a state that has less than 3 million people, and I'm able to do my work. But that's because I have a worldwide audience. Bill Schweigert, writer of fantastic books, he lives in wherever he's at in Virginia. He does that because of his job, because of who and where he works for in Arlington. So he's kind of there, but if he wanted to give up his job and write full time, I'm not saying he's going to do it, but if he wanted to do that and write full time, as long as he's got a place to type and a connection so he can contact his publishers, then he could work anywhere. In fact, one of the women that I worked with at the university is really cool. She had worked for IBM for like decades as one of their main programmers. at IBM. And so she retired and decided that she was just going to teach. But she also wanted to write. And she had bought a cabin in the woods, not like the scary cabin in the woods, but this nice little cabin in Vale. Some place where all the Western Kansas people go to do their skiing. I don't remember where it's at, but she has a cabin up there. And like, occasionally she'd just be like, look, I'm going to go write on my book. I'll be in contact with the students virtually because I have internet access in my cabin. And she'd go away for 2 weeks to just write. I think that sounds really fun. I've actually been looking at, I mean, I can't afford it, but I've actually been looking like, what does it cost to rent like a small cabin in the woods for a week? And does it, what kind of amenities does it have? Because I would like to have an internet connection or a phone connection and electricity. I don't want to go completely off the grid. But just to go out there and just write for a week, what would I do? Would I be able to get things done? But she was able to do it. So if I mean, I know, Jarmo, you're saying, hey, I only live in a country with 5.5 million people. But depending on what you want to do, if you're a famous game streamer, you could live anywhere as long as your internet connection's fast enough. That's kind of the weird thing about, and I've been thinking about this a lot this week, too. It's kind of the weird thing about living in this day and age where a fast internet connection basically connects you to the rest of the world. Because before I moved back to Hays, Kansas, population 30,000, I was in Irvine, California, home of Blizzard Entertainment. A million people or whatever that's out there in that town. And one of the questions that they asked when I was being interviewed for the job at the university was, do you think you can handle moving from a really big metropolis? Because before Irvine, I was in Atlanta. Do you think you can handle moving to a really small community? And my response to them was, do you have internet access? Do you have UPS or FedEx? If the answer to all three of these is yes, then yes, I can. Because instead of me going to the mountain, the mountain can come to me. And that's one of the great things about having an online job, is that you can live and work anywhere, providing that the employer or the service is there to work with you on that. And I think that's fantastic. So that's something that you might consider as well, Jarmo. What do you want to do? If you were to quit, what do you want to do? What is this dream job, just dream goal for you? What is it? Start working on it. And for those of you who are relatively new to Major Spoilers, don't think that I just walked into my boss's office one day and said, hey, I'm going to start a website called Major Spoilers. I'm quitting. Goodbye. See ya. I mean, we're coming up onto next month, end of this month, July 3rd. Major Spoilers turns 12 years old. So for the first 8 years of Major Spoilers, I had a full-time job. I had a wife. I had kids. Two kids? I'm pretty sure two kids. Yes, two kids in those 8 years. When I'm, yes, just turned seven, so yeah. So it's probably not something you can do overnight. You can certainly build a base, and in the case of Bill, if he ever decided to quit his job, he's got, you know, four books under his belt. He's got a track record that if he wanted to crank out even more books, and I can't wait for this new book. If you guys go back and listen to Past Finally Fridays, I think his new book is a superhero book. I want to read that one. But, you know, if he were committed to cranking out like four books a year, I'm sure he could. Or three books a year, two books a year. I was listening to a guy on one of these author interview podcasts that Bill's trying to get on. I was listening to an interview he did with this guy, and this guy does like one book every 7 months, something like that, or less, and gets them released. So if you have that kind of commitment, you can do it. If you have an Etsy store, if you're selling a product, just start cranking out on your Etsy store or your whatever product you're doing and get it out there. And then when that income starts to look like and track your projected growth, make sure it's going up, read that book, Rich Dad's Things to Do Before You Quit Your Job. And if it looks like your side hustle is going to be as important or more important than your regular job, then by all means, go for it. Over at Twitch, we got a guy saying, I live in a 10,000 person town. And I have a 50,000 person town within 10 miles and a 30,000 town within 12 miles. So to be fair, a 200,000 city and a 500,000 city within 50 kilometers each of me. The person over in Twitch says, Jarmo, you need to have more faith in yourself. Well, that is true. That is true. It's just a matter of what you want to do. I was the other thing, I think a lot. She might be able to tell from this show. I sit around and I think a lot. The other thing I was thinking the other day is, what are you going to do when you retire? Or if you retire, probably not going to, but, or just win a lottery. What are you going to do? And I was like, man, could I sit around all day and do nothing? Could I sit around all day and just watch movies? Or could I sit around all day and just play video games? That's not my personality. I couldn't do that. Maybe that's what you do and that's what you enjoy. I was talking to my wife the other night, how I was just like, the neighbor behind us, they have a TV in their backyard on their fire grill pit. And it's like every night they're out there just watching TV and grilling and you know, watching sports games. And I'm like, I don't know if that I could make that my life after work, where I just come home and do nothing. I mean, they're doing something, but to me, it's nothing. To them, it's something important, just like Ghostbusters Day, right? So find something that you enjoy. Find something that you are passionate about. And this is not just to Jarmo. This is to everybody. Jarmo says, I'm not in a big hurry. I've only been doing my blog podcast for 2 years now. Great. My side hustle is definitely more important to me than my actual job. It just doesn't pay. Well, you need to figure out ways to make it pay. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't rely only on Patreon. Don't rely only on Amazon affiliates. Don't rely only on YouTube monies or Twitch monies coming in. By the way, Twitch, you know, you can throw some cheer my way. Hey, you could be the first person to throw me some cheer. A couple of pennies is all those bits are. But figure out a way to make this work. Advertising, affiliate links, loans. It all can come together and make your company grow. But just work at it. If you're passionate about it, you will find that all of your free time is being spent focused on the things that matter to you the most. Speaking of things that matter to me the most, I do have to go pick up my youngest son. I shouldn't say the most, because then the oldest gets jealous. And if I say nobody, yeah, I love you just as much too, then the youngest one gets jealous. I'm sure the wife is just rolling her eyes. Oh, whatever. I'm glad she settled for me. She's the best wife in the world. But listen, I do have to wrap it up this week. Thank you so much. I think I covered everything. Ghostbusters Day. It may not be important to you, but it is important to somebody. Been doing some writing. The boy's very busy. He is getting swole, as somebody said. I noticed today is he looked a little bit wider today. He's a skinny kid, though. I thank all those great people over at Major Spoilers who've been doing some great stuff this week. I'm going to go check out this Yakuza 6 or maybe Yakuza 0 and see if I can maybe play that tomorrow during our live stream. So you do want to tune in for that. Twitch.tv/Major Spoilers or right here at Major Spoilers video on YouTube. And see what games I'm going to play. Probably going to play DC Universe Online again just to continue that character story. But you know what? I'm going to be back next week. And I might, depending on the week, how the week goes next week. I might be able to do another live stream earlier in the week. I think Monday is a free day for me. Maybe. I got to double check. Oh, but there's some great things coming. I cannot wait till our next VIP live chat, where I'm going to tell you about some of the things we're doing with the Critical Hit podcast and things coming up for that, and how you're definitely going to want to be part of that $10 and up Patreon feed. That's all coming up next weekend for our live feed. More information about that coming your way soon. But for the rest of you out there listening now, thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. If you are able to join us in the live streams, whether that be on the Twitch channel or on YouTube, thank you for checking us out. I love this interaction with you, wherever you are, whether you're, you know, in Europe, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in South America or North America or Asia or Africa. We've even got some listeners from Madagascar. Hello, Madagascar. I think they're Critical Hit fans. But wherever you are in the world, have a great weekend. We will be back and talk together real soon next Friday, when it's finally Friday. So until then, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.